Blog Talk Radio.
Present Your Time with Josie, with the star of your show, Josie Passatino.
This is Your Time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, it's Josie from Your Time with Josie. Welcome everyone listening live, and a shout out for those that are also in the chat room. Alan, Cole, Crazy Annie, Loca Mama, Panda Amanda, Ariba Fam for Forever, Tina Marie. Hey everyone, so glad you guys are here. We have an awesome show for you guys. Welcome to the show, everyone. Glad to be here with you guys tonight. It is getting closer to the holidays, and we are so excited to bring you some more fun tonight to get you ready to celebrate. We have a great interview with Nick OG. We're going to give you some more holiday help with a chit-chat segment about what not to do on that first date you found for the holidays. If you're still looking for that special gift, we have some items on eBay that haven't sold yet to tell you about. Remember to stay tuned for the whole show. You never know what is going to happen. Let's see what you all are saying. Can you guys hear? Can you all hear me? If you guys can't, just everyone who can hear me, please tell everyone that all you have to do is refresh the page and click the play arrow on the Blog Talk Radio player. Just type in the chat room if you can hear everything, making sure we don't have any technical difficulties. Those aren't fun. So everyone, as you guys know, we have been nominated for the 6th Annual People's Choice Podcast Awards under the Entertainment category. You are able to vote once a day until voting closes on the 15th. Your votes would mean the world to us. Please vote as much as you can. We would love to take the entertainment category this year. You can vote by clicking on the podcast award banner at the top of my site, www.josieshow.com. Then all you do is this. Under the entertainment category on the right-hand side of the page, click the little circle next to Your Time with Josie. Then on the bottom left of the page, put in your name and email address, then click the submit button on the bottom right. Please check that email address that you put in for a vote. A verification email will get sent out randomly and will need to be verified in 24 hours. The vote won't count unless you verify it, so please don't forget the simple yet important step. It only takes a minute. It's quick and easy, and again, I would really appreciate your vote. Everyone on Your Time with Josie would appreciate it because, I mean, it would be the coolest thing ever. So let's see. Can you guys all hear us before? Okay, let's see. All right, everyone can hear us. Awesome. Then we will begin. It looks like our guest has arrived. So everyone, I want you all to please give a warm welcome to our guest, Nick OG. Hello?
Hello, Josie.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Doing wonderful. You know, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Anytime. I am super excited to talk with you and give you an interview.
All right.
All right. So we have tons of people in the chat room. We're just going to start off really quick with our interview. And then we can get to some fan questions. At what age did you start singing?
I actually started singing at the young age of 5.
Wow. Very cool. Very, very cool. When did you know that this is what you wanted to do professionally?
Pretty much by the time I was about 10 or 12 years old. You know, I grew up in a household where there was always music being played by, you know, my mother and father, and every time I would hear any song in general, I would just kind of go berserk, in a good kind of way, of course. I would just run over to the sofa or the couch and just start jumping on there like that was my stage, and I would start playing air guitar, and then shortly after that, I would run over to the kitchen and took, you know, mom's pots and pans and just started playing the drums on them. So
absolutely. Very cool, very cool. So you knew this was what you wanted to do right off the bat.
Pretty much right off the bat.
Very, very cool. As you said, you used to listen to a lot of music that was played around the house. Who are your biggest musical influences that you
enjoy? You know, I have a lot of influences, all styles of music, but my biggest influence is, hands down, no doubt, Prince.
And, absolutely. You know, would you say that some of your music, you put in a little bit of Prince?
You know, you can hear a little Prince flavor in a few of the tracks on the CD. Absolutely. You know, but mainly he's my influence because of his musicianship. You know, you can put on a record and you can hear one man playing all the instruments and it sounds like an entire band. So, I mean, as a kid coming up, you know, that is so inspiring.
Definitely. I agree. What were your favorite genres of music?
Favorite genres? Well, again, I do create and perform, you know, many different genres. R&B, soul, funk, rap, pop, rock, and actually even new jazz.
Ooh, a whole variety.
Yes.
Definitely.
A few custom songs
and,
I'm working on, by the way.
Oh, you are?
Yes, actually.
Seriously? Are you working on a new album?
Yes, actually, I am working on my third CD, which is the Rock Project.
Ooh.
And that should actually be out around spring of 2011.
Very cool, very cool. I'll have to get it because, you know, I love all of your music.
thank you.
No problem. Where would fans be able to purchase some of your recent albums, the Party Funk Sound, and the other one is Party Funk Remix?
Yes, actually, those are my first two CDs that I released. Kind of an old school dance record with a twist of the new school flavor in there. And those two CDs are actually available through my website, which is nicko-g.com, nicko-g.com. And you can also find me on iTunes, Rhapsody, and Napster as well.
Awesome, awesome. And basically, if they just go to your website, which I'll put in the chat room right now so everyone could just have easy access, nicko-g.com. There we go. And then they'll find everything on there. You also have a video on there that I was looking through, too.
Yes, a little Nicko G introduction video.
It rocks. Your website is awesome. We love it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do you play any instruments?
Yes, I do. Starting, you know, at the age of 5 when I piqued an interest in music, I actually did start, you know, banging on the pots and pans and on the couch and everything. And with that, I basically self-taught myself how to play numerous instruments, starting with the drums.
Awesome. So, You play most of the instruments on your albums as well, right?
Yeah, actually, I play all the instruments, and I do all the vocals and all the raps, and, you know, I do all the writing, production, recording. So it's
that
really
so
a
one-man
band operation.
Definitely. I was just going to say that. You are definitely one-man band. So let's see here. In the chat room, we actually have some people. Loca Mama says, Nico G rocks. I agree.
All right. Nico G in the house, everybody.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Everyone's here supporting you. Let's see here. So do you write your own songs?
Yes, actually, I have at this point a little bit over 500 songs and poems that I've written throughout the years. One of my goals back in 1999 actually was to write one song per day, just to kind of challenge myself to see if I can do it. And actually,
awesome.
I accomplished the goal. I got 365 songs done in 1 year.
Wow, that is so cool.
Hmm?
That is very cool. You're very creative, I must say. You really are. Because you just come up with probably the cool stuff. Definitely.
I think
no
it's
problem.
To just keep it real as far as the music goes as well.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't feel that there should be any kind of limitations or restrictions to music. You have to play what's from the heart, you know, and it's so
definitely
important to be able to play real instruments. There's so many artists out there today that really do not play. They just kind of use samples of other people's songs.
Yeah.
Or they use, you know, drum beats that are just loops of other songs as well. One thing I just love to point out to everybody is that when you hear my music, every note that you hear is being played through an instrument, not a computer.
Absolutely, and that's what is also very special about you, is because you genuinely are a one-man band. You do everything yourself. You don't have any help. You do everything yourself, and that's also what makes your album so unique, and probably that's why everyone should buy it. It's amazing. We love it.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. So let's see here. Do you currently have any music videos or any plans into doing some music videos?
You know what, actually, right before this call, I was talking actually with somebody that I'm working with regarding doing some photography and also, you know, putting some videos on YouTube as well. So we are working on
that. Oh, wow,
that
would be really cool.
I'm just kind of waiting to go with the rock project first and finish that up in the studio, and then after that, you know, release a single and a video most likely as well.
That's awesome. And then people could probably see it on YouTube, as you mentioned, and we could advertise a little bit about that as well when that comes out. So that's very cool. That is very cool. So let's see. What is the best advice you have ever received?
The best advice I have ever received is probably from big old mama. My mom actually said, you know what, son? You know you have what it takes. Just go out there and do it. Be confident in what you do.
Absolutely.
Go out there and do your thing.
And you are probably feeling great knowing that you listened, because now look at you.
There you go.
It's good that you
Mama's
listened.
Mama's always right.
Moms are always right. Definitely. So let's see here. So as you mentioned, you write your own songs. What is your process for writing songs?
You know what? That's an excellent question.
Mm-hmm.
You really can't predict, you know, where you get inspiration from. I mean, it could be from something that happened, you know, during your day, you know, just taking a walk around the block. You know, you could just experience something and all of a sudden you get an idea, or maybe even hear some kind of like a drum beat in your head. You know, that's how it works for me.
Definitely.
There have been a lot of times where I'm actually laying in bed at night and it's maybe 1 or 2 in the morning and I'll just hear in my head like a bass line. So at that point, you know, kind of run to the studio and just put the bass line down and kind of work around that.
Absolutely. Very, very cool. Let's see. We got some. We actually have some fans in the chat room. D. Dapko says, "Hi, Nico G." Nico G.
Hello there, D. Dapko.
Who could that be?
I wonder.
I don't know. Let's see. Al in the chat room, who is my web designer, asks, "Does Nico G have any celebrity relatives?"
Do I have any celebrity relatives?
Anyone in the business.
You know, I have somebody that is up and coming in the business.
Hmm?
You know, my niece, actually. But I really can't reveal her name on the show.
Yeah, that's privateness. But
yes.
But yeah, I don't think anybody even knows that. I don't know if anybody knows. Nick OG, everyone, surprise. He's my uncle.
The cat's
everyone's
out of
probably
the bag.
In the chat room. I know. Everyone in the chat room is probably going to be like, what? Yeah, it's true.
Hopefully
that's
sometime
awesome.
In the near future, you and I can actually work on some projects, too.
We should. We should do a kind of duet kind of deal, because that would be kind of cool. I would love that.
And maybe
I'm
we
in.
Can even talk about, you know, with your theme song, adding some music to it as well.
See, you just read my mind, because I'm working on a new theme song, and I need some help with it, because I have no idea what I'm going to do with this new theme song.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to need some
up.
Help. Awesome. Sounds good. See? Awesome. Let's see here. Ring of Fan for Forever says, Josie, that's your uncle? Yeah, it's true. I'm not kidding. Let's see. let's see here. Colt says, hilarious. I know, this is a fun interview. Let's see. Okay, so let's see here. What is your most prized possession? That's a good question.
My most prized possession.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be conceited, but I guess myself, just to be here, to be alive.
Absolutely.
So happy to be here, to be alive, and to be able to just keep doing what I'm doing musically and be able to just keep giving the people what they want.
Absolutely. Very good question. Very good question. I mean, very good answer. Very good answer. So let's see here. What is your favorite song off of your two albums to sing? Which one's your favorite?
Well, you know, I do a lot of rapping on these two projects. There's a few ballads actually that are on there where I'm actually doing some singing. So it's really kind of hard because I know it kind of sounds a little bit corny, but these songs are kind of like my children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's really hard to pick one over the other.
Definitely, definitely.
You know.
So
but
it would be, so it would be safe to say you love them all equally.
Yes, you know what, yes, because they're all special in a different kind of way.
Definitely, absolutely. And I also noticed that all of your songs have just kind of like a meaning to it. Not like other songs that are kind of just, you know, you're singing, but, you know, it has a meaning to it, and it's you can just get up and dance to it, too, which everyone loves.
You know, that was my main goal with my first two releases, just to make sure that there was, like, a party vibe to it, and it's a positive message as well. And just to get out there, party on the positive side, get out there and dance, enjoy life.
Absolutely. And I think that's actually a pretty good motto to live by.
Absolutely.
You just got that one. Absolutely. So let's see. Let's advertise some social websites. What social websites do you have so fans can get updates and chat with you?
Sure. I do have a MySpace page.
Mm-hmm.
And the MySpace is myspace.com/NickoG Music.
Awesome. And I just posted that in the chat room, too, so everyone could check that out. And you have music on that MySpace page as well, so everyone could check out your stuff there.
Yes.
Awesome.
On my website as well, you can hear about an 11-minute sampler of my music as well on my website.
Oh, awesome, awesome. So, yeah, so everyone just check that out, and you will not regret it. So let's see here. Where would you like to see your career 5 years from now?
5 years from now. That's another great question there.
I'm rolling.
You're on fire tonight, Joe.
I know.
You know what? I'd like to see it at the point where I'm actually touring the world. You know, right now
Whoa.
It's kind of like doing it locally right now, working
mm-hmm.
my way up, so to speak. But, yeah, within 5 years,
yeah.
I'd like to be able to, you know, go around the world and tour at all the different venues. And But I definitely
yeah.
have to start it out in Chi-Town, Chicago, of course.
Absolutely, absolutely. That would be so much fun, going on tour and visiting, I mean, all over the world. I think that would be so much fun.
Absolutely.
Definitely, and then spreading your music around. Lovely.
Yes.
Love it. So let's see here. Here's some fun questions that we got for you.
Okay.
So if you could meet anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
Well, I think we probably all know the answer to that, especially those that really know Nico G.
mm-hmm.
That would be my musical influence, Prince.
Mm-hmm. Prince!
Just to kind of be able to be locked down in the studio and to see which one would lay down more tracks, him or I.
That would be uber cool. Seriously, if you did a duet with Prince, I mean, I think I would freak. That would be, like, the coolest thing ever.
Maybe one day. I will have to do a petition.
Exactly. I'll have to do a petition and try to see if I could make that happen. That would be cool. Anywho. So let's see here. Next fun question. Do you have any secret talents that people wouldn't know you have that you could share with us?
Do I have any secret talents that I can share with y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Secret talents. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a secret. I was just thinking just twirling the drumstick, but I don't know if that's really like a secret talent or not. Just, yeah, of course.
Well, it is a talent because most people cannot do that. Me included.
Well, you know what? I guess musically, a secret talent is I can play with one hand the drums, and with the other hand, I can play some keyboards.
Really?
Yes.
That is so cool.
So I guess that's
that is so cool.
Yeah, I've never did that live before, but maybe I should give that a shot.
Give it a shot. That would be the coolest thing ever. That would be super cool to watch. So let's see here. We actually have some fan questions in the chat room.
Hmm.
So Team Ray in the chat room says, ask Nico G to tell us about the country songs he is working on.
Ooh, that's top secret, mm-hmm. especially on the Josie show.
Top secret.
You know what? I can reveal a little bit. I also do jingles
okay, cool.
for some local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the jingles actually is for a pizzeria. And it's out in, like, the country.
Mm.
So they wanted me to put together a little jingle for them, which I already have completed, and everything is complete with that. But it's kind of in the vein of, you know that commercial, save big money at Menards?
Oh, yeah.
So it's
oh,
kind of
yeah.
has a little bit of a country flavor to that, and I kind of added in there a little banjo.
Oh, that is so cool.
So, yeah, I'll have to actually let you guys hear that next time.
Yeah, definitely, because you know, we will have to have you back because I want to update on what new things you're doing.
Yes.
I already planned that out. I didn't even ask you first. I'm just like, you're coming on.
No pressure.
No pressure. So let's see here. Another question in the chat room. Reba Fan for Forever asks, do you have a Twitter page?
You know what? I have not gotten into Twitter at this point. It's
Ooh,
probably something I will
be
doing
next.
Going forward.
mm-hmm.
But again, with some of the old school music that I do, I guess I'm still old school and I'm with the whole MySpace page.
Absolutely.
But actually,
Twitter has to be next.
Yeah, definitely Twitter. I do have a Facebook account. It's really not
mm-hmm.
my music site, but I mean, I do have Facebook as well, so.
Definitely. So, awesome. Let's see here. What do you like to do for fun?
besides creating music?
Yeah.
Actually, what I do like is I like to spend time with family. You know that.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Even though we don't spend enough time.
Yes, true.
I do like to spend time with family, and my son and I are big video game kind of guys.
Ooh.
So we really love to play on the Wii system. We just got the Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Ooh.
And
love
it is so much fun. I can't believe the graphics on it. I mean, they've come such a long way.
That is awesome. Love it, love it. So I guess now I got to bring on my best Donkey Kong skills next time. I got to bring it now.
Got to bring it.
Got to bring it. That's awesome. That's awesome. So let's see here. In the chat room, what was your inspiration behind some of the music on your first two albums?
You know, like I said earlier, inspiration does come from all different places and people. Really, it was just kind of everything that I wanted to do as a little kid, especially, you know, growing up with the, you know, early rap years, the, you know, disco era, just trying to put down everything that I was feeling once I was able to finally play everything and record it all myself onto these records. So just being inspired by being able to play to some funky, funky music.
Love how you say that. Love it. Love it. awesomeness. So, yes. So, once again, everyone, check out all of his albums and all that other good stuff. And new things coming from him, and I will advertise it everywhere so you will know for sure. So let's see here. In the chat room, how would you feel about your child going into the music business and following your footsteps?
You know, I would love it if my son went into the music business. We would just, like, go on the road together, and I'd make an exception.
That
I'd make
it
a two-man band.
Absolutely. And
yes,
then I'll be, and then I'll be.
I'm sorry.
I'll be pointing. Yeah, that's yeah. They're my family up there. Yeah, I know that they're yeah. They're cool like that. I'll be up there just bragging about it.
And you know the funny thing cool is thing. He has what it takes as well. We normally put together like some family videos, like for my mom's birthday or things of that nature, and I'll like write a song, and me and him will dance in the video and do a little rap and sing. You know, so
I remember that.
You seen that one.
I seen that one. That was the cutest thing. He is so good. He
Maybe
is definitely following in your footsteps. Absolutely. You should. You should. Definitely. Maybe in a couple more years, maybe I can get him on the show and talk about
Absolutely.
His adventures. I'm just waiting.
I'd love to
I
put
will.
Him on right now, but he's really shy.
Oh, come on.
I was actually thinking
on,
about
Kaz.
Doing a little bit of a preview of one of my rock project songs that's kind of in the
oh,
works right
you?
Now. Would you guys love to hear it live?
Definitely would love to.
Okay.
Woo-hoo!
What I can do is I can plug in my good old guitar here and
oh yeah.
I will put the phone down. Hopefully you guys will be able to hear it okay. I'll try to do a little bit of
awesome.
Singing with it as well. But just so you guys kind of get the idea of what the record's going to sound like a little bit. I've been hearing it's probably going to be a little bit of the style, kind of close to like Bret Michaels.
Ooh, that'll be cool.
Yeah. So we're going to try
excited.
To do a little
Let's
Bret Michaels, Van Halen, maybe a little Daughtry, something like that. So let me go ahead and plug everything in, and I'll be right back.
Sounds good. So ready. So let's see everyone in the chat room. Are you guys excited to hear it?
By the way, this one is entitled Stray Away.
Ooh, all right. So excited. It's going to be so much fun. Let's see here. Can you read the chances?
I remember the first day that we met.
Hit a few sour notes there. Sorry, a little bit nervous, but.
Woohoo! You did great. Okay, you deserve an applause. Sounded great. My mom just screamed. It sounded great. It was perfect. All
right.
That is awesome. So
now,
I guess the only way people are gonna.
If you want. I could do a little freestyle.
Oh yeah,
rap.
Can you do that?
Do we have enough time?
Absolutely we do.
Okay.
Woohoo!
Let me just get Sharon here to hold the phone.
Awesome.
Let me
the
put
helper.
My guitar down.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
N-I-C-K-O-G, that's me, kicking a sound that's dope and funky, to keep the people dancing and clapping to this booming groove, is what I do to get you in the mood, of the bass drum pounding harder than a heartbeat, the bass keeps pumping to make you move your feet, so swing it to the left, swing it to the right, jump up and down, party all night, and feel the rhythm get in your soul, and dance until you lose all self-control, and even then you should never stop, cause I make the music for you to bounce to, jam to, dance to, clap to enhance you, to be the best, put you to the test, N-I-C-K-O to the G, on your time, with Josie.
That's awesome. That was brilliant.
And if I sound a little nasal, it's just because I'm, you know, getting coming off of a cold, but.
Absolutely. Well, everyone should understand because, like, it's, like, freezing out here in Illinois.
Yes, it's really the Windy City.
It definitely is. And that was amazing, some freestyle. Love it.
Yes.
Love it, love it. Everyone thinks it's amazing. So let's see here. Pandamanda says that was awesome, says that in the chat room. Let's see. Cole says, oh, my God, he said your time with Josie. Nice. It's awesome. You did amazing. Loved it. Loved it.
Thank you.
And absolutely. And I guess the only way everyone will get to hear the rest of everything is if they go buy the album. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Check it out. Nico-G.com.
Yeah. Definitely check it out. Check it out.
And actually, if you log on right now, there's a special savings for the holidays where if you buy both of the CDs, the Party Funk Sound and the Party Funk Remix, you will get a special discount.
Ooh, see? Oh, yeah. Get it, get it. So, it's awesome. This is so cool. It's so much fun. So, we actually have some more questions for you.
Okay.
Awesome. Let's see here what we got. What are your plans for the holidays?
Plans for the holidays. We are actually going to get together with both sides of our family, so that includes you guys, of course.
Absolutely.
And my wife's side as well.
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. That is what we call a holiday, when we're all together.
And we also always have to make sure that there's at least a bowl of pasta at dinner.
We're Italian, people.
The G in Nicola G is for Giannone, like macaroni.
Oh, yeah. And if you guys haven't noticed, Giannone is full Italian, people. Love it. Yes. Awesome, awesome. So excited for the holidays. Let's see here. Oh, a very, very good question. Do you have a favorite holiday memory from your childhood?
You know what? Actually, I do. I can remember numerous ones as a child, but together with my family, my mom, dad, and my sister, just sitting by the Christmas tree, opening up gifts, and then holding up our gifts to the camera and having our parents take pictures. I remember my sister and I were taking a picture, and I had, I believe, the E.T. shirt on, and I was holding up a Donkey Kong board game.
That makes the holidays.
Yes. Special little things like that that awesome. You remember.
Absolutely. It's always the little things that you just remember the most, because it means just so much when you're just all together eating pasta and at the table. It's just, that's what makes the family a family.
That's right, Amelia.
Definitely. Which, by the way, you're going to have to teach me some Italian since, yeah, I'm not good with that. Anywho, back to topic. let's see here. Okay, so what do you remember as your favorite gift you've ever received in past years for the holiday?
You know, my favorite. I'd have to say a gold bracelet.
Ooh.
A gold bracelet that unfortunately, and maybe I shouldn't say this too loud, but I actually lost. It just slipped right off of my wrist in the parking lot as I was getting out of my car to go to a store. But probably this gold bracelet I received not too long ago.
Definitely. Well, it's still obviously, you'll always remember that gift, and it's awesome. Very, very cool.
It's still with us somewhere.
Exactly. So let's see here. Another holiday question. Did you make any New Year resolutions?
Well, besides the New Year's resolution a few years back, where I wanted to do one song every year, this year, or for this upcoming 2011 year, I'd say probably to communicate with family a little bit more.
Very good.
You know, another thing in our lives. But I think, you know, we have to really realize that family is number one.
Absolutely, it is. I agree. And everyone could agree with that. Family is always the most important thing. I mean, you could have all of this, you know, careers and all this other stuff, but everyone, we're still people, and we still always have to be with our family because it's the most important thing. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yes. So let's see here. Here we go. What is your process for selecting songs to put on your album? You have so many that you have written. Oh, that's a good question. Like, which ones did you decide to keep and ones to take off?
You know, that is an excellent question. That was such a lengthy process, just the selection of which songs. You know, I think originally my first CD, I started out with maybe 20 or 25 songs, which is kind of unheard of for a single CD. but, you know, I narrowed it down to the songs that I have right now and kind of just wanting to make sure it had that party vibe to it. You know, I did throw on two of my ballads, which everybody seems to really like the ballads, and I was kind of like, oh, maybe I should have put out just a ballad CD. Maybe that would have been a better idea. But I wanted to do the dance record first, though, because that's really what inspired me to get into the music and, you know, the funky music, get down and boogie a little bit. So
absolutely.
But, you know, I kind of went through all of my songs, and I would just put them in different kinds of order in a sequence, and I would just go through them and listen to it to see how it sounded. And that took a good, you know, 15 to 30 days just to, you know, come down with maybe 20 songs that I was considering to put on there. You know, when I released my first CD, that was actually in 2007. And, you know, a lot of the material was a little bit, I don't want to say dated, but it did go back, you know, the good 5 years. A couple tracks on there were actually from 2007 that I did. But the remix, actually, I followed up with a little bit more of a new school sound to it, and majority of that was done in 2008, 2009.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Yeah, I've always wondered that. I've always wondered, you know, how, you know, artists, you know, I mean, they all have amazing songs, but how do they actually, you know, pick songs? Because, I mean, that's got to be so hard, you know what I mean? Seems like such a process.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, when you're with the big record labels, they actually have people that decide that all for you, which that's mm-hmm. good and bad. I have my own record label, which is entitled Forever Dad Music. And
with that,
I'm in control of my music. I'm in control of what I put out, what sequence the songs are on the CD, what the CD looks like. I'm in charge of all that. So I wouldn't say I'm a control freak, but just because I've been doing it so long, I like to have control of, you know, what I put out there for the fans.
Exactly. And actually, that is much better. So you have more, because you can have more control and, you know, you could decide whether you put something out or you don't. And I think that's a much better idea. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see here. No. Oh, here we go. Do you have any pet peeves?
I hate to be in traffic. That is one of my pet peeves of all time. That, and I think waiting at the oil change place to get your oil change done in your car.
Oh, yes.
Those are two that just stick out of my brain.
Absolutely. Well, as you know, I am learning to drive now, and with this icky weather, I'm not looking forward to learning in this weather. It's not going to be fun.
So it is safe to walk on the sidewalks, right?
I don't know. I can't tell you that yet.
That's still debatable.
I don't know. Maybe if I just... That's still debatable. I don't know yet. I will have to, you know, maybe a few more little practice runs, and then we could decide if you can walk on the sidewalk. I don't know yet.
Okay, we'll hold off for now.
All right. Sounds good. So let's see here. Another good question. Do you use a writing notebook to put your ideas down in and then later work on turning them into songs?
Yes, I do. And I actually still have some of my original songs that I wrote as young as, you know, maybe 8 or 9 years old.
Wow. I can't even imagine that, 8 and 9 years old and be able to, you know, do what you did. I mean, you obviously were born to do this, if I do say so myself. I think so, because it's true.
Thank you. You know, I really feel that way a lot because sometimes I even wonder, where does it come from, you know? It's just, I feel like it's just
absolutely.
Being channeled from somewhere else, you know?
Absolutely. Let's see here. Can you tell us about any upcoming videos and how you go through the process of making them? Question from the chat room.
Yes. Well, like I stated earlier, I am working on one of my first videos with a partner, and we're talking about that and kind of going through different, you know, steps of it because it will be my first official video. So
yeah.
I'm not really too much into that project as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
But,
definitely.
You know, we want to make it right, especially for the first video. So I don't want to rush anything, just kind of like with this Rock Project CD. You know, I've been working on it for a while now, and I really want to just take my time on it and make sure it is right. Because I'm kind of a perfectionist when it comes to music, and I want to make sure that everything is the way it's supposed to be.
Absolutely, and that's also what makes CD sell. Because I mean, you put a lot of work into it, and then it shows off, you know, what you are, who you are, and that's always the best thing about any kind of songs is it reflects on you. That's
yes,
always the best.
Exactly.
Definitely. So one more little thing from the chat room. Shout out to Nico G in the chat room. Shout out. Super cool. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on. We're running out of time. But I would love to have you back on so we could talk more about your adventures.
Yes, absolutely.
Very cool. Very cool. Awesome.
And,
well,
right, the release of the Rock Project, I'll let you know.
Definitely.
And we can plan something
very
along
cool.
with video. And yes, it was so much fun. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Anytime. You can come back anytime. I had so much fun talking to you. And come back anytime. Loved having you. And I'll see you on the holidays.
Yes.
I'll see you soon. Awesome. And but before you go, I just want to say next time I see you, you're going to have to, you know, do that rap again because now it's stuck in my head.
There you go. My pleasure. That'll
Love
be my
it.
Pleasure.
Awesome. Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
Happy
Thank
holidays,
you.
Everyone. Thank you so much.
Happy holidays. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Awesome. I had so much fun talking to Nico G. He is so talented, and I hope you guys view all of his sites. I posted them in the chat room, and I'll post them again. Just posted his main website, nico-g.com. You can check that out with everything, his MySpace, myspace.com/NicoGMusic. So everyone, please check all that out. Get his two albums, and he has one coming up soon, so I'll keep you guys all up to date with all that fun stuff. And it was so much fun having everyone here. But before we go, I just want to mention, please sign up for the forums. Everyone, you guys can sign up at the forums. It's absolutely free. Absolutely free. So that would be amazing. We got some fun topics started already in there. And then I want to also mention the 24-hour listener line. You could send holiday messages that we could play on the air. So awesomeness. Oh, my cousin Nico is in the chat room. Hi, Nico. Hi. Yay, I'm so excited. That's awesome. Everyone give Nico a hi. Give him some love in there in the chat room. Also want to mention, rate our podcast. It's on the right-hand side on our website. You could rate it excellent, which I would prefer. or you could do very good, good, fair, poor. Be honest, be honest. So thank you guys so much. Let's see. D-Daco says really enjoying the show tonight. Awesome. Stay tuned, everyone. Stay tuned. We have more fun stuff. Awesome, awesome. So also, everyone, check out the holiday message from Your Time with Josie featuring me, my mom, co-producer, Tina Marie, and Alan, my web designer and co-producer as well, and Peanut the Squirrel, our little friend. So check that all out. You will love it. You will love it. So check all that out, and leave holiday message on our listener line so we can play it on the air, and shout-outs are welcome as well. And also, everyone, we're on iTunes and Zune. You can now get Your Time with Josie on iTunes and Zune, and you can get it, and it would be the best thing. Also, I want to congratulate a Your Time with Josie friend, Colt Chambers, country singer, and former guest on the show for having the number one video on Top 5 Gone Wild Country Christmas Countdown for his song cover of Let It Be Christmas, originally by Alan Jackson. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you. So now, everyone, so let's see here. Now we're going to start with our chit-chat segment. So, everyone, please welcome one of my co-producers, Tina, who will join me again as we help you out with what to and not to do on that first holiday date. Hello, Tina, you here?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Awesome show so far. Nico G rocks.
He rocks. He rocks. He definitely rocks.
That's so much fun. We have got a ton of listeners tonight listening by phone. We've got a bunch of friends in the chat room. It is a really fantastic show. I'm so excited to be with you tonight. We have got a rockin' chit-chat segment.
Absolutely, and I just want to thank you ahead of time so much for helping me with this list.
Hey, no problem. It's a big list. You know, we're doing everything we can this holiday to help you not only find, but have a great time with that someone special for the holiday. We don't want to see anybody alone for the holiday. That's sad.
Agreed, agreed. Nobody deserves that. But you always have family. Remember, you always have family. But let's see, these are things that are suggested that you do not do on that first date you hopefully have for this holiday season. So, are you ready?
We're ready.
Awesome. So the first one is, do not try a new grooming regimen in your routine. You never know how it will work out. Stick to what you know.
Okay. So I have to totally agree with that because I have an example. All right.
Oh.
Not for me, thankfully.
Thank you.
But I worked with a woman who was an absolute delight. She had out-of-town guests coming. She was really excited, and she wanted to try this new type of, like, hair remover or whatever so that she can shape her eyebrows, you know, without the pain of plucking, right? So she goes, she does it, she comes in the next day. Seriously, she had kept it on too long. She burnt the underside of her eyebrow, like that skin between the eyebrow and where your eye starts. She had these two huge red burn marks where you would normally put eyeshadow. Okay,
oh.
Seriously, it was so sad. So that's what you do. Stick to what you know right before you're going to be with people. Do not try anything new because you just never know. If it doesn't work out, you can end up in a really bad situation.
Absolutely. So, yes, take her advice because she's seen it firsthand. Do not use a new grooming regimen. Please, please, people, please. So let's continue. The next one is, no matter how fashionable, avoid 6-inch heels and opt for more down-to-earth shoes to avoid tripping and having your date have to pick you up from the floor. People.
Okay. So I have to tell you about the moment. So when we were going through the read-through of the script, this is where I got to, and that was it. By the time Josie said, pick up off the floor, it was over. I was laughing so hard. I hope we can hold this together seriously or no one's going to understand us. All right. So, Josie, you know. All right. I give you the hardest time about your shoes.
Well, you do. Because, I mean, I like being comfortable in my shoes. So I usually wear, please don't make fun of me, people, but I usually do wear these flat, nasty gym shoes because they're just so comfortable. And, Ma, you can now go on with your story.
Okay. Seriously, we went out of town for an on-site or off-location type program,
mm-hmm.
and we had a lot of fun time while we were out there, and I got Josie a cute pair of shoes for just about every day, and she wore them like maybe once or twice for like a half hour. She looked so cute, and then that was it. We were back to like the flat dog walking shoes for the rest of the time. Oh, goodness gracious. So that whole do not do did not help out my whole point whatsoever, so I'll have to keep working. All right, what's next on our list?
Yeah, well, I mean, to be honest, I do have to practice in heels or else I will be falling and, you know, my special someone cult will have to be picking me off the floor.
Okay, I don't want that. Please, no picking anybody up off the floor.
All righty. So let's see. Okay, so the next one is, no alcohol before the date to calm your nerves. It doesn't work the way you planned. No, it does not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know this. I wouldn't know this because I'm 15, but it doesn't sound good.
So I'm much older, and I can tell you that, yeah, it's not going to calm your nerves. It's just going to make everything so much worse. So you know what? Don't even bother because that's a whole other way for your date to be picking you up off the floor. Not a great first impression. Stay away from alcohol. Not worth it.
Exactly. It's not worth it. Never worth it. So the next one is, women, order a normal meal. Do not try to impress your date by ordering rabbit food. It just makes you look sad and can send the wrong message.
Okay, so we're not saying get carried away. I have seen that as well. We're not saying get carried away.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying just order a regular meal.
Yeah.
Like a real person.
Exactly.
You know, nobody expects you to eat bunny food when you go out on a date. Not only does it make you look sad, it's going to make the other person wonder if you've got like a little eating problem. So you know what? Just eat food. Don't even worry about it. And that's it. That's good advice, I think. Don't you think?
That is
I think so.
That is very good advice. Everyone should follow that advice. Perfect. The next one I really didn't understand, but it was on the list. So don't lick your fingers.
I'm guessing what they meant was when you're at like if you're really enjoying your meal, I guess. Use a napkin. Don't lick your fingers. That's the thing. Do that when you're at home and you're by yourself.
Exactly.
Not in front of your first date people, just trying to help you out.
It'll run them out. It will run them off. To be honest, it will.
Would that run you off, Josie, if you were sitting there in a restaurant across from somebody and they were really digging in and they were licking their fingers? Would that turn you off?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yeah, with me too. All right, go ahead.
Awesome. Definitely. So let's see. The next one is don't talk too much or clam up and say nothing.
Okay, so we've all been in uncomfortable situations before. I think we've all probably been stuck in them, right? I mean, you know, it's not always the perfect scenario when you go out. But just think back. Have you ever been at a restaurant where you're actually sitting at a table next to someone who you can tell is on their first date because it's so uncomfortable? Like they're so uncomfortable that you're at a completely different table, you don't even know them, and you're uncomfortable too because there's either this horrible, awkward silence, or you can go the other end of the spectrum, which is probably what I'm more apt to do, is just talk a whole bunch so that there isn't any silence, and then you end up having the other person think you're a loon.
definitely. Yes, exactly. And Alan, our web designer in the chat room, had a very good one. Don't go on a date when you have a different girl's pic as your phone's wallpaper. Yeah, that won't go well.
Yeah, because, you know, the phone rings and you got to pick it up.
Not good.
Not good.
Not going to go over well.
Look at what you have on your phone. Very good one, Alan. Look at you. You are on it. Give us some more. I know you know some of these tips. Go ahead.
Exactly. You know. The next one is don't brag. Nobody likes a bragger.
No. Give yourself credit where credit is due. Absolutely. Be confident. But
absolutely.
There's no reason to go on and on.
Yeah.
You know what? Before we read through the rest of these, if anybody has any suggestions in the chat room that can help out somebody else, because I know when we did pickup lines last week,
you guys had
a bunch of great lines to help people out. So if you have anything to be added, tag it in the chat room and we'll read it off here with our list.
Awesome. Absolutely. So give us some tips. You know, it's all good. Just let us know. Next is don't forget your basic manners. Opening doors, table manners, walking your date to her door, and pulling her seat out for her. I mean, those should go everywhere, not just the first date. Those should be there nonstop. Everyone should have manners. Absolutely.
Yeah. Just be careful when you pull out the seat. Make sure you're paying attention. Or again,
yeah,
you could be picking your date up off the floor.
Exactly.
And
so,
I'm guessing that might be the last date right there. That's what I'm thinking.
She'll have a sore bum. and that also is not good for a first date. The next one is don't talk about your ex. I mean, that you should know that.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to hear about that? If they're an ex, they're an ex for a reason. Let it go. Move on. Forget they even existed. That's what I say.
Absolutely.
Hey, there's a couple here in the chat room. From Alan, he says, don't take your first date to a place where you've dated employees.
Absolutely.
That's good. Here's another one. If you spill a drink on a date, don't try to wipe it off. And I'm not even going to say the next word.
Yeah.
Don't try and wipe it off of them. Probably not a good idea because then
they'll
mess that up.
Exactly.
Good.
Exactly.
Oh, it's hysterical. All right, what else do we have on our list? Keep them coming in the chat room. You guys are right. You guys have so much knowledge every time we do this.
They do, and I'm 15 years old, so I mean, to be honest, I'm not good with this whole dating situation, but I'm learning a lot from you guys.
Kind of learn as you go. It's one of those learn as you go. Nobody knows all the answers.
Exactly. Your time with Josie is a great learning source. but stay in school, kids. Next, don't complain about things. Nobody likes a complainer.
Nobody likes a complainer, seriously.
It will be a bummer.
Okay, so I know these people who, you know, they've been dating for quite some time, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to a restaurant, and it never fails. This gentleman always finds something wrong with something, whether it be the food or the atmosphere or the table or whatever it is. And seriously, he'll go up to the manager again and again. Oh, my God. If that was me the first time he went up to the manager, okay, maybe I'll deal if it was something really bad. By the second time he went up there, when he came back to the table, I'd be gone.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to deal with that. Just have fun. Forget about it, for goodness gracious.
Agreed. Agreed. Let all of your complaints to the side and just have fun. All right. So the next one is, don't be late to pick up for a date, and don't be late to be ready for the date. Yeah, I mean, that should be, I mean, you know the song, Waiting on a Woman? Yeah, that applies only if the guy will wait for a woman. Because that might not always be the case. So
let's not do that. But you know what? We always pick on the guy for showing up late. It's always the thing that you hear all the time. But realistically, at the other end of that, if you say 8 o'clock, by 8 o'clock, be ready. That's what I say.
Don't sit there
and wait another half hour. What happens if he made plans or reservations? You know, being thoughtful has to go both ways.
Exactly. And I do have a tip. If you have a watch on your wrist, just set it. I mean, if you're always the kind of person that, you know, is late to everything, and, you know, that I know a few people that are like that, just get a wristwatch and then set it 5 minutes early, and so then you'll never be late. I mean, right? That will work, right? I think that would work. So are you ready for the next one?
Ready.
All right. So ensure proper grooming, such as do not get out of bed and just in your PJs and just go out of the door. No, you got to make sure you are fully clothed, dear. You got to make sure you're all good.
There's something said for being comfortable, but, yeah, being comfortable and being properly groomed are two different things. So, you know, I know right now that probably, and Josie, you probably know better than I do because you're a lot younger than me, but, you know, the big thing now is relaxed. I know people go everywhere in these pajama pants and whatever it is. And if you're going to a grocery store, you're going to get your nails done, or you're going for a jog, okay, fine. But when you're going on your very first date. Seriously, right?
Yeah.
Get yourself ready. Come on.
Exactly.
Not that hard.
Exactly. I mean, if it was me, I would seriously not even get out of the room until I'm fully dressed head to toe, my hair all perfectly with some stuff in it, you know, conditioner, all that good stuff, and make sure, you know, I smell good, and I'm out of the door. I make sure that's all done. You can't get a bad impression. First impression.
So Alan put kind of a joke fun thing inside the room.
Well, what is
it? You've got to read it. It's funny.
Let's see.
It says, if you run your date over with the car, don't back up to see where she is. Just get out of the car.
Oh, my goodness. Everyone thought that was hilarious. Panda Manna says, wow. It's awesome. You know you love it.
Oh, look at that. Colt chimes in. Are you ready?
Let's see.
So he's given us like a to-do, and I think it's actually one on our list. Not bad.
I think I'll read this one.
Go ahead, read it.
I'll read this one. Colt says, be comfortable with yourself. You cannot be good at dating if you don't believe in yourself. It's true. That was actually on our list, as Tina said. You got to always be yourself, because if you're not comfortable with yourself, it won't present itself, you know, to the other person. Because, you know, if you're comfortable with yourself, everyone will see that and feed off of it.
All right, and we're gonna have to ask Alan to elaborate here. Alan put down, after a first date, don't call her the same night.
Why not?
Seriously, I need to know why not, because if I got home and you called me the same night, that would be it. You would be the best thing forever. But Alan, you need to tell us.
Elaborate on that one.
You need to tell us what you mean.
Exactly. But let's get to the next one on our list here.
All right.
So keep it simple. No need to rent a limo to impress. Not on the first date.
No, not unless you have tickets to something big and you got to plan that ahead of time. But, yeah, you don't need to do that. Keep it simple. How are you going to get to know somebody if you're so worried about all those other things? So.
Exactly. And Alan elaborated. He said, you sound desperate.
Oh, seriously.
Oh, man. Come on.
I guess it depends on how well the date went. If the date didn't go well, then I suggest, don't do that, because then you will sound desperate. But
exactly.
If the date went really, really well, I don't know. I'd like a phone call at the same time.
It depends on the situation. So not everyone could use that. The next one is hilarious, and when we were at a script reading, everyone, we were just cracking up at this one. Keep your eye on your date. No one else's. Oh, boy. I can already see that. I can already see the situation. Please keep your eyes on your own date. especially if you want a second date.
Oh, my God. I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, we don't really have to go in any more depth. You guys understand what that means.
We understand that there are a lot of people around, but you need to make sure that if you make that plan to go out with one person, that you're focused on that one person. If it doesn't work out after that, well, then fantastic. Go out and look at whatever you want. For the sake of not having something thrown at you or not getting beat up on the date, I suggest to keep your eyes where they belong.
Agreed. Next, we have avoid asking too many personal questions. Yeah, because you don't want to, like, seem to, I mean, what's the word for it? You don't want to, you know, where were you on the night of, you know, you can't do that. Not if you want the next date to go well.
You got to do it a little bit at a time, you know.
Exactly.
A little bit of talking on the first date over a period of time. You'll get to know enough if you hang out long enough. You won't need to badger anybody.
Exactly. Because that just causes stress and chaos, and then someone will be on the floor. The next one. It's true.
Okay, this is hysterical. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, so next we have, don't go in for the kiss at the end of the date with aggression. Keep your tongue and hands to yourself. Guys, it's okay to give your date a rose, hug, and kiss on the cheek so she knows you're interested. Girls, a hug and kiss on the cheek are a good sign that you are interested. You will know by the time the date is over if anything other than that would be acceptable. True. Very true. Very true.
Okay, that's very true. I don't know. In all honesty, seriously, I don't know that I had any dates that ended all, you know, proper like that. I mean, realistically, here's a rose.
Here's a
kiss on the cheek. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I've been out of the dating game for way too many years.
No. I mean,
it
I don't think.
It seems a bit awkward. Does it seem awkward to you? It just seems so uncomfortable.
It does. I don't think people do that except on movies, acting. But I don't think. I don't think actually they do that. But I mean, if you do that, I mean, just extra points for you. Go do it. Do your thing. Do it. So now let's get to the what to do. So these are things that you can do. So the first one is be yourself, always. Always.
Just be yourself.
And it's simple as that, be yourself. The next one is be a good listener. Of course.
Absolutely. You got to listen as much as you talk. Actually, you should probably listen more than you talk. You probably find out more if you listen instead of just blabbing.
Exactly. Next one is, have confidence. Your date should feel they are lucky to be out with you and not that they are doing you a favor. And that's basically the same thing Colt said about, you know, confidence is always important. So, definitely, it's always important.
It's important not to look cocky, but at the same time to just look like you have, you know, you have self-confidence. I mean, you have self-worth. So you have to make sure that you portray that because, you know, probably one of the most attractive features of somebody is someone who has a good sense of confidence about themselves. Not someone who's stuck on themselves, but someone who has a good sense of confidence about themselves. That's probably one of the most attractive things in a person.
Absolutely. And, Tina, can you please help me with the next one?
Yeah, you know, most importantly, when you are out there dating, whether it be for the holiday or any time, date safe. Do not put yourself in danger. And you have to remember that just because someone's recommended to you or helped set you up for a date, remember that just because, you know, you may have a date with your boss's cousin's friend, you know, or whatever it is, you don't know them, you know, and you have to be smart about it. So make sure that, you know, even if you don't want to do a house pickup because nobody else is around, meet someplace. End the date where it is, you know, drive yourself back. You know, whatever it is, just make sure that you date safe. Do not invite people into your house that you do not know well enough at the end of the night or anything like that. So, you know, you just have to, it's an awful lot of fun, absolutely, but just make sure you use your good sense. So,
absolutely.
And then last but not least, what are you supposed to do?
Have fun.
Have fun. That's right. For goodness gracious, after all that lecture.
All the lectures. Have fun. Be yourself.
Have fun. That's right. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I know you've got another awesome segment coming up, so I'm going to go.
Absolutely. Thank you so much
for giving us all those tips. Once again, helping you out for that holiday.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you so much, Tina, for helping me out with that huge list.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
All righty.
Awesome. Hope this helps with your first dates this holiday season. Now we have your absolutely favorite segment, mine too. Now, for those presents for this holiday season, here are some items that sold on eBay and some that are still available. First, crazy items that sold. A real frog change purse for $26. A real frog change purse. It's crazy. Next, a hippie vacation that comes with an old school bus painted and ready for a road trip. And you also get a scary looking driver. This sold for $6,100. I don't know if I'd pay $6,000 for that, but there's some people who would buy anything on eBay. Next, we have Knight Rider original kit car sold for $22,995. Then we have a Jesus Christ rookie card sold for $71. To be honest, I don't know what that is, but there you go. next, Bridgeville, California, the whole town, sold three times for about $1.8 million. I didn't know it can be sold three times, but I guess it can. So next we have, here is what is still available to fill those stockings this holiday season. So let's see what hasn't been sold yet. Cornflake shaped like Africa. That's pretty cool. Then we have an alien-faced cookie. And the next one, apple-shaped like a butt. Yes, I said apple-shaped like a butt. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Give your favorite person an apple that is shaped like a butt. Next, we have a book about classic Southern humor. And then we have a prom picture of two complete strangers. That could either be creepy or... it's probably just creepy. Then we have a grandma, and it doesn't look like the friendly grandmother that, you know, would make you cookies and stuff. It looks like the grandma that's kind of scary, so I don't know if you'd want to fill your friend's stocking with that, if you want to keep your friend. Next, we have a whistle key finder. That would come in handy. Then we have a peanut in the shape of Snoopy's head. Then we have a four-leaf clover. Then we have a bowl of leftover dog kibble. Apparently a dog didn't finish it, so I don't know if you want to feed that to your dog. Then finally, a witch ring. So those are some, most of these are on auction, so get your bid in quick if you want any of these items, and God bless you. So hope you love those. Coming up on Your Time with Josie, on December 17th, we have singer Katie Salazar. Then on December 23rd will be our Thursday night Christmas show with special guest Shane Fair. Remember, this is on Thursday night. I know our shows are usually on Friday, but this time it's on Thursday. Then we have December 30th will be our Thursday night New Year's Eve show with a great look back at the best of 2010, another Thursday night show. Then we start off our new year with singer-songwriter Melissa Holland on January 7th. Then on January 14th, Cassandra Lee, who does an amazing job setting up concerts and booking. Then on January 21st, we have two guests, TV movie actress from the Disney Channel series Jonas, Nicole Anderson, and recording artist Danica Holmes. Then on January 28th, we welcome back CMT recording artist Emma Jacob. So excited to see what new things are coming up in her world. So we have such amazing guests coming up soon. And so make sure you stay tuned for all of the fun stuff, and we will always have these fun segments again and some more coming soon. So thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight to make our show so much fun. Tune in again next week for some more fun. Please remember to go to our website at www.josieshow.com and vote every day. We would love to win the People's Choice Awards for Entertainment Podcast. I hope you guys have a great night. And have fun and spend the holidays with your family and friends. Bye, guys, and hope you guys join me again next week. Thank you.